Blog Talk Radio.
Stomp your feet, lift your voice, and rejoice.
Come on, somebody. Why don't you lift your hand? Lift your voice. Come on, somebody. Clap your hand, and stomp your feet and rejoice. Come on. Come on, somebody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, somebody. Why don't you lift your voice? Why don't you clap your hands? Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet and lift your voice and rejoice. I can't see you, but I can see you in the spirit. I can't hear you, but I can hear you in the spirit. Come on, somebody. Why don't you lift your voice? Lift your voice. Clap your hand, stomp your feet, and rejoice, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice, rejoice, and be glad in it. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, I thank you tonight. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah to your name, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to his name. Lord, thank you tonight. I just want to say hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Praise the Lord. 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 Praise him. Let everything that have breath praise you, the Lord. Come on, somebody. Why don't you lift your hand and praise my God tonight? Come on. Open your mouth and make some noise for Jesus. I said I can't hear you, but I can hear you in the spirit. Somebody needs to open their mouth and make some noise for Jesus. We could make noise at the football game. You can holler, come on, defense, come on, defense, come on, defense. Well, come on and make some noise for Jesus tonight. Lift your voice, your hands, stomp your feet. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to you tonight. Clap your hand. Clap your hand. Clap your hand. Clap your hand. Lift your voice and stomp your feet and rejoice. Come on, somebody. We need to rejoice. Because God's been so good to us. I say we need to rejoice because God has been good to us. He's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Come on, somebody. Are y'all there? Come on and make some noise for Jesus. Make some noise for Jesus. You need to go ahead on and clap your hand. Lift your voice and stomp your feet and rejoice. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love to rejoice in God. I love to praise him. I love to give him thanks. I love Jesus so much. I love him. I love him. I love my Jesus. I love me some Jesus. I love me some Jesus. I don't know about you, but I said I love me some Jesus. Lord, you know I love you. I got both of my hands lifted up. Let you know how much I love you, Jesus. Lord, I love you in spite of. No matter what, I love you through all the circumstances. I still love you through the situation. I still love you. I'ma love you. Hallelujah. I'ma love you, Lord, because you always love me. And I want to thank you tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to thank him, Lord Jesus. I'm excited tonight, saints of God. I'm so excited tonight. And you want to know why I'm excited? I'm excited for what God done for me. He sent his son into the world to die for us. He hung down on the cross, and then he told us it was finished. It's done. It's done. And I got a lot to thank my God for. I got a lot to be grateful for. I got so much. I got so much. So much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. I'm grateful tonight. Y'all don't know me, but I'm so grateful. When I woke up this morning, I say, Lord, I'm grateful. When I woke up this morning, I say, thank you. Thank you. Oh, I'm so thankful tonight. I'm so thankful tonight. Is anybody feeling like I feel? Are you thankful tonight? Well, I am so thankful, so grateful. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to say hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. You told us in Psalm 100 to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Come on, somebody. He say, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Come on. You need to have a thanks in your heart and a praise on your lip. Come on, somebody. Oh, look at Psalm 103. It said, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Bless the Lord. Come on, somebody. Why don't you bless him tonight? That word, bless me, praise him. Come on and praise my God tonight. Come on, somebody. Come on and praise him. Praise him like you done lost your mind. You need to praise him like you done gone crazy. I praise him in spite of no matter what. Yes, I praise him. Yes, I adore him. Yes, I honor him. I honor you, Jesus. I honor you, Jesus. I want to praise God tonight. I praise him till the end of this broadcast. I want to praise you, Jesus. I want to praise him. Why somebody praising with me? Come on and praise God with me. Praise him. Praise him. Why don't you shabak my God tonight? Somebody needs to shabak my God tonight. Unmute your lines and let me hear you say shabak. Come on. Pastor Eve, I need to hear you say shabak. Unmute your lines and say shabak. Come on and shabak my God tonight. Minister Terry, say shabak. Come on and shabak my God tonight. I need to hear somebody say shabak. You need to give them a Shabbat praise. Come on, Pastor Luckett, if you're on the line. Say Shabbat. I can't hear you, but I can hear you in the spirit. Tell my God, Shabbat. Shabbat him tonight. Hey, somebody, why don't you Shabbat my God tonight? Give him a Shabbat praise. Tell him you love him. Let him know you love him. Let him know you love him. Look what he did for us. God sent Jesus into this world to die for the sins of the world. That's how much he loved us. Why can't we love him back? I love to talk about that. I love you, Jesus. I'm going to lift my hands right now, and I want to say I love you. I love you. Yes, Lord. I love you. Yes. Yes. Yes to your will. Hey. Yes to your ways. And yes to your word. Yes, Lord. Yes. I'm getting excited now. Ah, Lord Jesus, I feel like running in the spirit. No, I don't. I feel like running in the other bullshit. Yes, Lord. If you're there, I want you to get your Bible. Listen, saints of God. Listen to me. I'll be reading out the Amplified Bible tonight. And I would ask for you to get your Bible. Whatever Bible you have. That's what you can read from. But I'm reading out the Amplified Bible tonight. And whatever translation you have, that's what you read from. Amen. And I want to say to you tonight, we're on the Now Network broadcast. Pastor Edward E. Hamilton, the pastor. He's the pastor of the Now Church, California. The Now Church, California. PTU. I get it. And I'm going to say this tonight. Pastor E, I want to thank God for you. I want to thank him for you, for the Now Church of Cali, for ETs for you, and for the P2P ministry. May God bless you. May God richly bless you. And like I always say, I pray for you, man of God, that wherever you put your hands to, you are blessed. You're blessed going out and you're blessed coming in. You're blessed wherever you live. I hope you hear me. You blessed going out and you're blessed coming in. You blessed in the city. You blessed in the field. You blessed wherever you live. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the power of God. Thank you, Lord. And I want to say tonight to you, good evening, saints of God. Good evening, people of God. Good evening, my co-laborers in the gospel. I am your host, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, the Our Power Ministry, out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Welcome tonight. Welcome. Because I want you to turn your Bibles with me to the book of Ephesians. That's the 6th chapter, verses 11 through 18. And it reads this way. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 11 through 18. Amen. And I want to share or give you a subject, choose a subject tonight. The Word of God. I want to share the Word of God with you on how to remain undefeated. My subject tonight is how to remain undefeated. But I'm going to stop right there. How to remain undefeated. Now, if you're on these lines tonight and you're a born-again believer, you're a born-again believer, you know that Jesus went down in the bottom of the pit of hell, of Hades. He fought with the devil. He snatched the keys from him. And then he declared that all power was given to him in heaven and in earth. He already defeated the devil 2,000 years ago. And I want to choose a topic that's been in my spirit for about a couple of weeks, how to remain undefeated. When Jesus already defeated the devil, we need to know how to remain undefeated. And I got the word here for you tonight, how to remain undefeated. Who tries to defeat us? Who tries to defeat us? Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, Satan. He come to do three things. He come, number one, to steal. Number two, to kill. And number three, to destroy. He want to destroy you. He want to kill you. And he want to steal the word right out of your heart. Thank you, Lord. But Jesus said, hear me tonight, brothers and sisters, my people of God. But Jesus said, I am come. This is Jesus speaking. He said, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus let us know that he, the devil, is a thief. He lets us know that the devil is a thief. This battle that is against us comes with destruction. Who the enemy is and what to say, what to wear, and what to do. Let us look at Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 11 through 18. I'll be reading from the Amplifier Bible. The Amplifier Bible reads it this way. Verse 11 says, put on, not take on, but it says, put on the full armor of God for his precepts. Are like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier, so that you may be able to stand up against all the scheme and the strategy and the deceit of the devil. Come on, somebody. The first instruction says, put on the whole armor of God, not just any armor. Remember David. Y'all remember David, the little shepherd boy who tend to his father's sheep. David, when he was going to fight Goliath, and Saul wanted him to put on his armor. Well, he tried it on, but it was too big, and it was too heavy. And he knew would not be able to defeat the giant with the weight of Saul's armor. What joint is your life today? What joint is in your life today? Are y'all getting it? Are you dressed for the battle? You might say, well, I'm not in a battle. Yes, you are. We are in a battle. Every day we are in a battle. Because the Bible said, in this world, we will have tests and trials. In this world, we're going to have tests and tribulation. Oh, yes. I dare you to get saved. I dare you to get saved. You will see. You're going to go through some tests and some trials. Are you dressed for the battle that is against you? You cannot dress in someone else's armor and be fit to win. No. But when you put on the whole armor of God, you are dressed for victory. Come on, somebody. You are dressed for victory. Verse 12 goes on to say, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. No, it's not. Contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against, come on somebody, against spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural places. Yes, Lord. Right here in verse 12, the Apostle Paul is telling us who the enemy is. And it is not each other. I know there are walls and there are armies. And for what they are fighting for, sometimes it's for what they are to protect, defend, or what they believe. Let me back up to verse 12 and say this. Paul is telling us tonight, the Apostle Paul is telling us tonight who the enemy is. And it is not each other. We are not fighting against each other, saints of God. We are not fighting against people. We are fighting against forces and darkness and wickedness in high places. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Most every nation, hear me tonight, most every nation and country has a military defense. I don't believe anybody got this. Most every nation and country has a military defense, and so do the football team. So do the basketball team. They all have defense. You can hear them saying, go defense, go defense, go defense, go defense. Most every nation and country has a military defense. So did the Israelites, and so did the Philistines. However, the battle was not the Israelites, but the Lord. David faith and his five smooth stones, only one. He only needed one to defeat the giant that would come out every day and yell to them what he was going to do to them. But he had come against God's people. You can't come against God's people. You can't come against me. The Bible says, touch not his anointing and do his prophet no harm. You can't come against me. We are God's people. Y'all, listen. Oh, hallelujah. You can't come against God's people. Yes, Lord. What you say, evangelist? I say you can't come against God's people. Yes, he did. Sometimes we find ourselves in the U.S. against them battles. Apostle Paul told us, we are not fighting against flesh and blood. We are not fighting against people, against our brothers and sisters. In a battle, you got to know, hear me tonight, you got to know who and where your enemy is. You got to know, saints of God, where your enemy is. Verse 13 goes on to say, therefore, the word therefore is telling us to put on the complete armor of God. Complete. Complete means whole. Complete armor of God. So that you will be able to be successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil days. People of God, these days are evil. and haven't done everything that the crisis demands. So stand firm. Stand firm. Stand your ground and your stay in your place, stay in your land, fully prepared, immovable, and victorious. I love that immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And we become victorious, saints of God. I know I am victorious. I'm victorious. Thank you, Lord, and so are you. So the Apostle Paul said, since I have told you, listen what Paul is saying to you tonight. The Apostle Paul said, since I have told you what is going to take, what is going to take, what to do, who your enemy is, where he's located. Now, this is how you do it. You will not be able to stand without the whole armor of God. You will not be able to stand, people of God. You will not be able to stand without the whole armor of God. Not part of it, not one third of it, not one fourth of it. You need the whole armor. The whole thing. You need it all. You need all six pieces of the armor from your head. Listen at those words. Listen. Stand firm. I say stand firm. Stand. Stand. Stand firm. Stand. Well, you want me to stand, Evander? Stand in your place. Stand. Well, Evangelist, in your place. Why is that, Evangelist? I'm glad you asked. It's in the Lord. Stand in your place. Well, why is that, Evangelist? It's in the Lord. It's in his word. It's in prayer. In fellowship with the believers. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Fully prepared. You got to be ready. You got to be immovable. Don't be tossed to and fro. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Victory. Look at that word, victorious. Are you victorious? I am. Yes, Lord. Saints of God, I'm on fire. Hey. Saints of God, I am on fire. Victory. Listen, please hear me tonight. I am on fire. I am on fire. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Glory, Jesus, Lord. Thank you. So stand firm. And verse 14 says, stand firm. And hold your ground. Tighten the wide band of truth. Personally, integrity and moral. And moral. Courage. Moral courage. Around your waist. And put on the breastplate of righteousness. And upright heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you tonight, Jesus. I had to get me some water. The breastplate of righteousness and upright heart. People of God, here. You see, the Apostle Paul said, this is how you stand. Stand with your personal integrity. What you do when no one else is looking. And your moral courage to stand for what's right when everyone else thinks it's wrong. Lord, have mercy. Verse 15 says, and have a strap on your feet, the gospel of peace, and preparation to face the enemy with firm footed stability, and the readiness produced by the good news. What is the good news? The good news is the gospel. The good news is the word of God. Thank you tonight. Glory to God, saints. I say glory to God tonight, saints. I am ignited. I am on fire. Hey, Jesus. I am ignited. I am on fire. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Don't put me out. Just catch on fire with me. Come on, somebody. Let me say that to you again. Glory be to God's sake. I am ignited. I am on fire. Oh, Jesus. I am on fire. I'm on fire. The fire of the Holy Ghost put me out. Just catch on fire with me. Come on. Catch on fire with me. Verse 16 says, above all, lift up the shield of faith. Lift it up. Lift up the shield of faith. Lift up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, Jesus. Mm. Ooh, Jesus, oh, shut that. Oh, Jesus. Above all, Jesus, lift up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all of the flaming arrows of the evil one. The evil one. Who is the evil one? The evil one is Satan. Put out his flame. Put him out. Put out his flame. But you and I need to be burning hot. I'm talking about burning hot with the word of God. Burning hot. Let me say that again to you. Put out the devil's flame. But you and I need to be burning what? What I say? Burning hot. Burning hot. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me. Help me. Look at verse 17, please. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. If you say, and you know you say, say amen. I can't hear you, but I hear you in the Spirit. Say amen. Say amen again and say it like you mean it. Say it like you mean it. Say amen. Say it. Say it. Say amen. Come on, somebody. Say amen. Jesus, help me, Lord. Cover your mind with the word. Listen at this, my brothers and my sisters, my people of God, my co-laborers in the gospel. Cover your mind with the word. That's the only way you can succeed, is to cover your mind with the word. Fill your mind with the word. Saturate your mind with the word of God. Come on, somebody. You need to hear this again. Cover your mind with the word. Fill your mind with the word of God. Cover your mind with the word. Fill your mind with the word. Saturate your mind with the word of God. I say with the word of God. You can try to saturate it in another way, but it got to be the word of God. Jack Daniel won't do it. Bud Light won't do it. Hennessy won't do it. Mojo won't do it. Piper won't do it. The only thing to do it is to saturate your mind with the word of God. Are y'all hearing me or not? Look at verse 18, somebody. It says, with all prayer. Not some. Underline that word all in your Bible. With all prayer, petition, pray with specific requests. Make your prayer be specific, a specific request. At all spirit. And with this in view, stay alert. Saints of God, we must stay alert. That word alert means be vigilant, be watchful, because we got an adversary, the devil. Is roaring around, walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Of whom he may seize upon and attack. Stay alive, people of God. With all perseverance and petition, interceding in prayer for all God people, oh, glory, heavenly Jesus. Not some, but all of God people. If you God people, stay alert with all perseverance and petition, interceding and prayer for all God people. We need to intercede for each other and what? In prayer for all God people. For all God people. Are you God people tonight? Well, I am. People of God, hear me tonight. People of God, people of God, I'm talking to somebody tonight. Saints of God, my brothers and my sisters, prayer is a part of the whole armor. Are y'all getting this? Prayer is a part of the whole armor of God. And Paul said to be pacific. We need to be pacific. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't be all over the place with your prayer. Are y'all hearing me? Don't be all over the place with your prayer. Praying the general prayer. When you're going through and the flame of heaven flying at you, so-called friends and foes, and even your family member coming against you, you better let your prayer be exactly what you need. Come on, somebody. Let your prayer be exactly what you need. Prayer. That's what Jesus did the most. He prayed. And the Bible tells us to pray in season and out of season. Prayer. I don't need to pray, you might say. I don't need to pray the prayer. Listen, I don't need to pray the prayer of agreement. Well, I need a devil stopper. Are y'all getting this? Oh, Jesus, Lord, help me. I don't need to pray the prayer of agreement. When I need a devil stopper in his track, I need a devil stopper in his track. I need a devil stopper. I stomp the devil. Stomp him. Put him under your feet and stomp him. Like Clay Franklin say, all I need, know that songwriter, Clay Franklin say, stomp, stomp, stomp. He'll try, stomp. That's the devil stopper. Stomp. Yeah. Yeah. Closing here tonight. Saints of God, I need y'all to hear me tonight. Listen. Listen to me, Koshaya, by Shandiri, Koshaya, by. In my closing here tonight in verse 10, it tells us, be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from God. And be empowered through your union with him. And the power of his boundless might. That's the only way you can be strong is in the Lord. And you can draw your strength from him. And closing here tonight, you might wonder. And you might say, Angeles, Virginia, why did you put verse 10 at the end? I'm going to tell you why I put verse 10 at the end. I'm glad you asked that question. Because his word covers us. Expose the enemy for who he is. What he is. Who he's working through. And now God has given us our armor. And our position. And our victory. And I want to close with this note. This is how to remain undefeated. This is how to remain undefeated. We must put on the whole armor of God. when you put on the armor, God, fully dressed. You are fully dressed. I want to ask you tonight, are you fully dressed? Do you have on your armor tonight? Do you have on your armor tonight? Your helmet of salvation to protect your mind. Let me tell you something. Look at this helmet. Look at this armor, full armor. Oh, my God. I know I'm armor ready. I am armor ready. I'm ready for anything that comes up against me. I'm ready for anything that tries to come against me. I'm ready for anything that tries to attack me. I'm prepared and ready for any sickness or disease that try to come against my body. I thank God that I know when the devil tried to attack me a couple of years ago, y'all, I told y'all I was completely healed. And I'm still healed. I don't take no pain medication. I can go where I want. I can do what I want. I can say what I want, but only what God tells me to say, what he want me to do. I need y'all to hear me tonight. Because I'm fired up. I'm on fire tonight, and you need to catch on fire with me. Come on, somebody. I'm so elated. I'm so grateful. And I'm armor ready. I'm armor ready. I got on the full armor of God. And I can stand against the wiles of the devil. When he shoots his flaming arrows at me, I can shoot the word back. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hey, Jesus, I'm gonna take it. Great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Jesus, I'm fully dressed. I'm armor ready. I have on the full armor, God. Oh, I got on the armor. It's a shiny, bright armor to help me to stay undefeated. I'm undefeated. I know how to remain undefeated by wearing the armor. God, are you most safe? Are you fully dressed? Do you have on your armor tonight? This is the only way you can stay and remain undefeated by wearing the armor of God. Look at verse 10. Say, put on. Not to take off, but put on. Put on. Put on the whole armor of God. Come on, somebody. Put on the whole armor of God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord.
I'm strapped.
Right now, in the name of Jesus,
I'm strapped for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm strapped for Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah.
I got on my whole
armor. Hallelujah.
I know how to get the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit.
Yes,
I'm strapped with the armor.
Oh God. Oh,
my
God.
Way to keep the other part of my armor in place. Yes.
Armor ready.
In the mighty name of Jesus, you have ignited the fresh fire here on the network.
Yes, Lord.
We are all moving
hallelujah.
In seven pieces of the armor.
Hallelujah.
Knowing, but you know, I don't know if anybody ever notices the number one thing that's acknowledged to us. The number one thing he says is the belt of truth. What does a belt usually do? Hold stuff up. What does a belt usually have? It's in the middle. It keeps the top and the bottom together, the belt. But it's not just a belt of size. It's the belt of truth.
No. Yes.
Hey.
Come on, Jesus.
Know how to keep it together. Come on, come on. Let's
hallelujah.
Talk Jesus tonight with Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Dial 1 now and get the conversation. Go ahead, Minister Cherry.
Praise God. This evening. Hey, hallelujah. He said, armor ready. My God, Evangelist, the Lord used you mightily. I always say in the morning, it wasn't you, it was the Lord using you.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist. You know, I always say, Lord, in the morning, we all should be asking him to dress us, Lord. Dress us and get us ready for each day. Praise God. You know, and then as you was ministering, like you said, we go back to number 10 to say finally, verse 10, Ephesians, finally, my brethren, sisters, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We stop trying to do it our way. Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
And do it his way. I love you, my beautiful sister. You know.
I love you,
You know you always mentor me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thank God for Pastor E, you, the Now Network. I thank God for you guys. Because Pastor E said, like, the belt of truth. The belt of truth, Jesus. That's the balance. We don't have him. We don't have that belt of truth. My God.
There you go.
And, you know, and Pastor E, you know, we have had.
You better watch out
for
that word balance. You better watch out for that word balancing.
Yes. And, you know, we have to thank God for our feet, the gospel of peace, because he keeps us in he keeps us from jumping in there. Ooh, Jesus, from standing in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
So I just praise him. Evangelist, you brought this word.
Holy Ghost rain.
Say, Lord, dress us in your full armor. Jesus.
Full armor.
You talk. Pastor, she went back. She talked about David. She talked about everything.
Chronologically put it all together that it all flowed into the place of where we're at today.
Amen.
Come on, let's go to the next caller.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Minister Terry.
Praise God.
Amen. Prophetess Charlene, come on in. Let's talk Jesus with Evangelist Virginia.
My sister.
Praise the Lord. Let's talk Jesus. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Virginia, my God, and Pastor Ian and Minister Terry. Evangelist, you are on fire, my God. That house remains undefeated. My goodness. And you talking about being fully dressed and being armor ready. And, my God, you made me laugh when you talked about that Kirk Franklin and that stumping the devil down. Because he's under. I always say, what size shoe do you wear? He's right under that size shoe foot when you put it right down on his head and say, you know what, devil, you belong under the size shoe that I'm wearing in the name of Jesus.
I said, Lord,
you really bless my soul. And you said, Bud Light can't do it. You need to be saturated, my God, with the word of God. I said, Lord, she is on fire. She is telling like it is. And I'm ready. It's a spiritual battle that we're in. It's not the people that we're fighting against. It's not my brothers. It's not my sisters. It's not my family members. It's not my neighbors. It's not the clients at the salon. It's the devil. It's the spiritual wickedness in high places. And I said, Lord, you have the all-seeing eye. And when you pray, you put it out there. You said when you're praying, and you're interceding, and the Lord shows you it's the spirit, it's the enemy that's trying to cause the division and schism and make you feel, you know, like you're it's so insecure and overwhelmed, and you just be all in your emotions about the
pain
that is coming through. But it's like, Lord, deliver them. Break the chains in above the atmosphere. Break the chains in the family line. Go all the way to that DNA, God, and break the shackle and set them free. So because we have to walk in love. We have to walk in the peace of God. We say we love God. He said, but
come
how
on,
can you love me? You can see me, and you don't love the one that you see. He said, love them in sincerity. Without pretense, without, you know what I'm saying, agenda, motive. Love is the key. And I said, and you said that whole armor, that's a spiritual armor. And I said, Lord, I thank you, God, because it's like a rebuke to the attitude to feel like I have to get closure on something. I have to make my peace. I have to go to the altar and put this devil down and say, devil, you are defeated. You have no place. You have no place in my family. You have no place in my relationships with my brothers and sisters in Christ. And I tell you, when you walk in love, and it's like God gives you that strength and that courage, then it's not pride. It's courage. courage that, you know what, with God, Gordon, he said, I'm going to walk in them. He said, I'll dwell in them, I'll be their God. He meant that thing. So the devil
yes.
can't fight against the Holy Ghost and win. So we have to
yes,
admit God. God's like, now you're victorious. Now you're more
yes.
than a conqueror. Now you're an
yes.
overcomer because you're walking in my strength, and I'm going to fight the battle and show you that I'm your God. So I'm like, I
yes.
thank you, Mother, because you, ooh, I think you got to be burning hot.
Yay, Jesus.
You're not good enough. You got to be burning hot. He said,
brother.
Hot. He said, I wish you were cold or hot. I said, Mother, you got anointing on you for 2021, and it ain't just hot. It's burning hot.
Come on, light that fire. Ignite that fire. Fresh fire going on the Now Network tonight. Anybody else out there, we got about 8 minutes. If anybody else out there, that one person that's on this call,
yeah,
and you heard a word tonight that made you say, wow, why are they so excited? Why are they so from every age group, from every color group? Why are they so excited about this Jesus? Just to let you know that you can have the same excitement. And I don't care if you just
yep.
hit the pipe. I don't care if you just took a lick. I don't care what you just did. You can receive the same glory right now by
right
the confession
now, yeah.
of your faith. Right now. Right now.
Right.
No. It's not a 10-year plan, 5-year plan, 2-year plan, 1-year plan. It's a right now plan that you
it's
can
right
confess
now.
Your sins. And he says he's faithful and just to forgive.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
But then you have to make that decision to now
yes.
put on the whole armor. See, the whole armor protects you from the old past. The whole armor protects
yes.
you from your yesterday. The whole armor protects you from what you used to be.
Yes,
it tells you who God called
yes.
you to be. See, if you didn't
Hallelujah.
Know this, I'm going to tell you something that might blow your mind. When you become a child of God, you become who God created you to be, not what
That's
you messed
right,
up
yes.
and did on your own.
Yes.
You start to see, wow, God saw me like this, and
yes,
then you change
Lord.
Your life, and you start to see yourself different, and you can come on in. We got a starter plan for you, a kickoff book, whatever you need to get you started. We're here in any state you are. We will find you somebody close,
yes.
but don't let this
yes.
night go by without you asking the Lord to be your personal Lord and Savior. You dial 1. We got a green room for you. We'll put you and evangelist
yes.
in there, and before when you leave, you'll be fully equipped for the work
oh
of the
God.
Ministry
yes.
because the
yes,
work
Lord.
Of the ministry starts with you. Ooh, nobody caught that part. You see, you thought it was
Hallelujah.
A church and a podium. No, your work in ministry starts with you, and you getting yourself together, and you holding yourself more accountable, and you say, I'm going to do
yes.
what I know I should have been doing a long time ago, and watch God just bless you with favor, and everything is going to be all
yes.
right.
Oh
Hallelujah.
Prophetess Laurie, come on in and let's talk Jesus all the way from Connecticut.
Hallelujah. God bless everyone. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Where you are.
Hello.
I was just sitting here listening and dozing off at the same time. Sorry. But I caught it, you know. We just thank and praise God for the whole armor of God. And as we continue to just stand by faith in the Lord, and know that he's on our side and he's got our back, our front, and every area of our lives, he's got it. And we just can just continue
yes.
to just stand for Jesus. And I preached a message earlier on the Remnant Prayer Line about our motives. What's your motive? You know, and sometimes our motives, we have to check our motives and see who are we doing
yes.
it for. Are we standing for Jesus or are we standing for man? You know,
all right.
When we stand it for man, the devil don't care. But when we stand for Jesus, that's when all our attacks come against us. Okay,
come
so
on.
We better have on the whole armor of God, and that
yes.
means that we better even check our motives, make sure our motives are
yes.
pure. Who are we doing it for? What are we doing it for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to
right.
be seen, trying to be heard, but are we really, mm-hmm. really, really serious about the things of God and really serious about
right.
this
right.
war that we in? Because we are in a
yes.
war.
Yes,
and
we
do need the whole armor of God, and we need to fight this battle with a good fight of faith.
Yeah.
Fight.
Yes.
Fight,
Lord.
Fight to stand. To stand our ground.
Amen.
Stand your ground in the power of his might.
Yes.
So I thank you, woman of God. It was powerful.
Amen.
Thank God for you, woman of God. Keep on preaching. Keep on preaching. Keep on preaching.
Yes. That's what we do.
Amen.
What we do.
That's what we do now. Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We know God is continually blessing you. And look just what one of us can light a fire between all of us. That's what fresh fire is that this is something we continue to do daily. I don't have to be encouraged to be on fire for God. I don't need a word. I don't need a word to excite me. I need a word to confirm me. And that I know that I'm studying the same things, and the same word that's going forward is remnant, because it's coming back to fruition, because we all believe the same word. See, please don't ever think that you're something wrong because something you heard me preach this morning, you started going through your meditation, and God gave you the same thing. And then tonight you listen to evangelists and you hear the same thing. And you're saying, wait a minute, that's God gave. No, he didn't. He's confirming his word. We need to hear the same word. We have to have the same love. We got to serve the same God.
Love.
We need to be preaching the same sermons. We need to be singing the same songs. See, one accord means it ain't my song. It's God's song. What is God being pleased about?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Anybody else out there, God won. We have 2 minutes left. And if you need prayer, if you need a word, we got prophetess, we got prophets, we got pastors, we got evangelists, we got bishops, we got teachers on the line. If there's something particularly that you need tonight, dial one. We'll all jump into the role of the fivefold when we're called to that. Ask me to prophesy, I'm a prophesy. Ask me to evangelize, I'm evangelizing. Ask me to be apostolistic, I'm apostolistic. Ask me to be a bishop, I'm a bishop. Ask me to teach, I'm a teacher. Because you got to know how to do the work instead of the title.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Let me say that one more time. You got to know the work, not the title.
Yeah.
It's the work of the ministry, not the title of the ministry.
Right. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. All right, now.
My God.
That's fine.
Evangelist. Fresh fire. I want to invite you guys that no matter where you are, come and fellowship with us Sunday for our Easter celebration. The title of this elaborate celebration is One Time Deal. I preach the same title every year, but it always comes different. One Time Deal. We're gonna have, if you're in the area, come and have brunch with us. We're gonna have brunch served. We're going to eat together and fellowship together. We got baskets for the kids on Saturday. We got UConn coming out. He gonna blast it. We're going to be on the sidewalk giving away and blessing the community. But we want everybody connected us to be in that service on Sunday. There's a word from the Lord. One-time deal. And I need you all to be a part of that. One-time deal. Now, guess what? You can preach this in your church, too. I ain't mad at you. But this is something I've been preaching for over 10 years on Resurrection Sunday because, you know, I don't know if you, and I know most of you educated and anointed men and women of God know this, but God will never sacrifice himself again that he did over 2,500 years ago. That was a one-time deal. He'll never separate himself and come into flesh for man ever again. That was a one-time deal. He'll never be persecuted, beat, tried, and put to death ever again. That was a one-time deal. He'll never have to roll away the rock because that was a one-time deal. But when he got up and the deal was over. It's no more of what he'll do, but what we will do for what he's done for us.
Yeah.
So this is my time to be resurrected. This is my time to go through the because he says, if anyone desires to come after me, take up your cross.
Yes.
This is my time to take up my cross and say, if I missed something, I need to be resurrected. Yes. If I didn't make the mark, I need to be resurrected. This is my season to get myself up again.
Yes, Lord.
I'm preaching about that one-time deal, but it turns around to me, what am I doing now? And what are you doing now to be resurrected?
Hallelujah.
See, that message scares some folks.
Jesus.
But it was a one-time deal. Evangelist, pray us out of here. We love you. Thank you so much, woman of God. We're still in agreement with you in all areas.
My Lord. My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you tonight, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you tonight,
thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Lord, we thank you.
Lord, yes, Lord.
We praise you. Lord, we give you the glory. Lord, we give you all our honor, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. We thank you. We'll be grateful. We'll ever be grateful. We so thankful. We
yes,
so thankful,
Jesus.
Father. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the
hallelujah.
Word tonight, Lord. And when I turn back to you, Lord, and all when it turns back to you, Lord, Lord.
Thank you.
Lord, I thank you. I thank you for everyone that's on me. Thank you for all the women that are here. Thank you for
all the women that are here.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you for your love.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you. We love you.
Love you. Love you.
Amen. And I, you know, this just came up as you were praying. You know, we've been calling it a men's call to prayer. Tomorrow night is a call to prayer. I don't know what I got to do to get people to come pray, but I'm just going to change the name now. Tomorrow night is a call to prayer, 6 p.m. I need you to come ready to pray. I need you, if you're on this line, to send me a notice that you're going to pray. I need people I can put on the schedule that's going to pray. I'm going to send out some friend requests tomorrow. A request tomorrow to ask others to come and pray. But I need you, if you're willing to pray tomorrow night. Tuesday night is going to be a call to prayer, not for men, not for women, but just a call to prayer. We need to pray more, and we need to start praying together. The more we pray together, the more we start sounding alike. The more we pray together, the more we get in tune together, the more we pray together, the more we start hearing together. And then you see man, what's happening over there? No, you already know what's happening. When I see something happening down there, I know what's going on because we're in prayer together tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Pacific, call to prayer. Let me know you're ready to pray, and we're going to pray.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Yes.
Love y'all.
Come on.
Love
let
y'all.
The church say,
love
man.
Y'all. Amen.
Love you, Charlie. Love you.
Come on, let's have a love fight.
Everybody?
Okay, you won.
So let the church say.
Oh my God, I love you guys.
Yeah. Can I get a
win?
To what his plans are. To what his word says. Church say, oh,
Believers.